This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, we are one step closer to having artificial blood. This is so, so cool. Of course, it doesn't replace real blood. We still are in desperate need of blood donation. So if any of you can donate blood this holiday season, please. This is definitely the time when we need it the most. But they are one step closer to artificial blood. It's kind of very similar to Tang. You just add water to it. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how they believe they know how the Roman Empire got killed off. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk to you about how only one little baby cigarette, just one baby cigarette a day, is enough to cause increased death risk. Just one. So there's technically no safe level of smoking. For those of you that go, you know what, I just have one drag when I, go out for happy hour after work. No, it all could hurt. Alcohol can increase your risk of having an irregular heartbeat. We've talked about this before with atrial fibrillation. Unfortunately, another study has come out on that. And then I want to talk about some of the wasteful government spending, because there's obviously been a very interesting report that's come out from the Pentagon. And I think it's Senator Lankford always has a report on some of the stupidest studies. Remember last year we found out that they were doing a study looking at cow farts. So I always find that to be very interesting. So as you can see, we've got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I want to apologize. I'm a little distracted because I felt just before I went on air a little bitty cramp. And you guys know what that means, right? You know when you're just sitting there and all of a sudden you feel that little abdominal cramp and you're like, wait a second. No, I'm going to have to poop soon. But it's not that. It kind of feels like a cramp where it's going to be like a big poop. And, I got a few hours of radio to do yet. And, I'm panicking because I'm like, I don't think the break is not enough time. I think I have, 5 minute breaks? 4 or 5 minute breaks, that is not enough time. And I realized when I was starting to panic about this, and I was trying to work up my sympathetic system so that I wouldn't have to poop. You know, whenever you have to poop, you start to exercise, so you don't have to poop. And then as soon as you're done exercising, you have to poop. So who knows what's going to happen. But I start to realize, I don't think I've taught you guys about what is a healthy amount of time to go to the bathroom. I mean, how long should you be sitting on the toilet? Now, I remember my father and, grandfather, everybody had to have magazines and newspapers. They would take a magazine, they would take a newspaper, they would go to the bathroom. And they seemed like they were in there for hours. So you grow up thinking, okay, well, that's your potty time. No, you're not supposed to be sitting there for hours. Even 10 minutes is too long. A real healthy poop is one that's ready to go. All right, but there's a caveat to this that we'll talk about, okay? So the real healthy poop is one where it's basically in the hangar, right? It doesn't necessarily have to be a turtle poking its head out, but it's there, ready to go, and you know that all you have to do is get on the toilet and do one push. Maybe you have to do an after push to get the caboose out, all right? And then you feel like it's a nice clean break. I remember Richard Pryor was talking about clean break. A nice clean break poop. That's pretty good. You shouldn't feel like you have to evacuate more. You should be ready to wipe and go. Yes, you're supposed to. Yeah, you're supposed to wipe. Yeah, even with a clean break, you're supposed to wipe, people. I didn't make the rules. That's what toilet paper is there for. Now, in order to have, and some of you guys have like, you know, I've had poops like that. I know, me too. I think back in 2007, I think I had a poop like that, okay? And it was like perfect. All right? The problem is in order to get to that level, you have to actually go through a lot of bowel preparation in the meantime. By bowel preparation, it's passing gas. So if you, let's say, are by yourself, no one's around, and you're able to pass the gas that you need to allow that stool to move downward and be ready in that holding pattern, you're good. The problem is the majority of us don't want to do that. We want to do all our business in the bathroom. We want to control our bodily function, just like we control everything else. We're control freaks. Well, once you say, okay, you know what? I think I have a toot coming on. I'm going to run to the bathroom so nobody hears it. And by the way, thank you for, you know, being so merciful for the rest of us. I think most of your coworkers will appreciate that. The problem is that just because you toot doesn't mean you're ready to go to the bathroom. But people don't think like that. They go, well, you know what? I'm in the bathroom. It's got to happen, and it's got to happen now. So you sit there. Maybe you play some Candy Crush. Maybe you play some Pokemon Go, although it's very hard to do Pokemon Go while you're in the stall. You know, you try to read, you know, and hopefully you're able to make things move. But we forget that we're not even supposed to be sitting when we poop. The proper position is the exact same position that your 2 and 3-year-old did when he would try to go to the bathroom in his diaper and you're like, oh, he's pooping. He would stand there and crouch a little bit and bend his knees, right, and go, right? That's the normal position. Not sitting on a comfortable seat, it doesn't work that way. And so, you know, we're doing it wrong. And my worry is we're doing it so wrong that we're really messing with our bowel. We're getting hemorrhoids. You know, you sit long enough, those veins, you know what a hemorrhoid is? A hemorrhoid is a vein that dilates. And the little valves in the vein that are supposed to kind of help push blood back as it gets the big arterial pulse going through, pushing blood as it finally gets to the veins. But when you kind of get that little pulsation, the valves are collapsed. So you end up having pools of blood that can thrombose, and they're not very comfortable. They itch, they bleed, and it's because we sit too long. So a poop is only supposed to be about a couple minutes long. Now, when we come back, we'll tell you guys some interesting stuff about poop, because I think if you guys learn that, you'll be able to have good poops, which is really what makes the world go round. Happy, you know, wife, happy life. Happy poop, happy life. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so talk to you guys about why it's so important to poop. But you have to do it the right way. A lot of us are spending too much time in the bathroom. We're trying to force it to happen before we go to the gym, before we go to work. And I think we're really messing ourselves up. And the reason why I'm spending time talking about poop is I don't know if you guys have noticed, but notice in the news, okay, I don't think you guys have noticed in the news, could be smart alecks, that there's a lot about gut bacteria. right? Now they have a link to gut bacteria and Parkinson's. Gut bacteria has been linked to a lot of our issues, even our heart health. So what the heck is going on? Why is our gut bacteria, you know, ruling our body of everything? Whatever is sitting in our colon, you should think should be kind of last on the list in terms of getting a vote, but it doesn't. And in fact, they get a pretty hefty vote, okay? All those zillions and zillions of bacteria that are sitting there in your colon. So if that's the case, we need to look at our gut bacteria, and we need to look at what we're doing with our stool. How do you affect your gut bacteria? By what you eat and by what you poop out. Because if you remove something too quickly, the gut bacteria may need that nutrient. If you have diarrhea, you're going to be losing some of the gut bacteria, and then you're going to have to recolonize. Or if you're constipated, maybe the gut bacteria is like, I really don't need all this blank around me. So what's very interesting is EverydayHealth.com has some very interesting stuff about our poop. They say water makes up about 75% of your bowel movements, which I've taught you. What is the purpose of the colon? The colon is to suck out the fluid from the food, the water from the food. So the longer the stool is there, like when you're constipated, the drier the stool gets because your colon churns it and churns it and churns it to take out all the water. So 75% of poop is water, which is why your dog, do you ever, it's very interesting, when my cat takes a poop, all right, and I'm too lazy to clean it up out of his poo-poo box. If I wait the next day, it's smaller and it's harder. Why? Because the water came out of it. Just like a vegetable. If you ever throw a piece of lettuce on the ground and you wait the next day, the ants completely bypass the lettuce. It's so funny. The ants will make a circle around the lettuce and go and hit the cookie. But the lettuce will be completely dehydrated out. Same thing with spinach. You throw spinach, it just zoop. So a lot of water in it. Then it has fiber, dead and live bacteria, a bunch of other cells, and mucus. They say soluble fibers found in foods like beans and nuts are broken down during digestion, and they make a gel-like substance that becomes part of your poop. But insoluble fiber, like corn, oat bran, carrots, are more difficult for your body to digest. So sometimes you will see pieces of carrot in your poop. So soluble means it can like dissolve. Insoluble, not. Now I know some of you guys are like, oh, so soluble fiber is what all that jelly stuff is. No, that jelly stuff is mucus. You need mucus to lubricate the path. Otherwise that carrot stick is going to tear right through. So that, a lot of times that gross, visible, gross, not meaning disgusting, but gross meaning non-microscopic that you're able to see, that viscousy mucus is lubricant, basically. Okay? No, it's not left over from the night before. It's basically from your Skene's glands. Okay? See, I'm teaching you guys, I cannot wait to give you a pop quiz on this. I really need to know that you guys are listening. Then they talk about how colors matter, obviously. All right, so if it's bright red, what does that mean? You got some blood. However, if you're a big beet eater, sometimes that brightness could be from beets. Leafy vegetables could make your stool green. Certain medications may make it look whitish or even clay color. But if it's like jet black, we're looking at possible blood from your stomach or upper intestine. However, iron supplements could make your stool black. Black licorice could make your stool black. Pepto-Bismol can do so. But as far as I'm concerned, black stool is blood until proven otherwise. One of the grocery stores, Albertsons in my town, used to make these big, maybe they still do, Cookie Monster cakes. And there was so much blue frosting. I cannot tell you what my poop looked like. It was an aqua brown. It was actually a very pretty color, but scared the hell out of me. Of course, the shape is very important. We've talked about the Bristol stool chart on the type of shape. We don't want a bunch of little pellets. We also don't want it water. We want it more soft log style. We don't want it more pebbly. If it's more pebbly looking, the log, that means you need more stool. If you have poops that are very pencil thin means you have a narrowing. And since your rectum area doesn't generally narrow on its own, there could be something in there causing the narrowing. It could be a hemorrhoid, but it also could be a mass. So pencil-shaped stools are usually very concerning, okay? All right, let me see. We got more stool facts coming up. Hold on a second. So smell is also very important, okay? Some people will say, you know what? My poop, I got really bad smelling farts. And, you know, the wife is like, all your farts smell bad. And you're like, no, these are different. She's like, yeah, you know, they are different. Well, that could sometimes happen because you have an infection. Or it could happen, you know, like a parasite or a different type of bacteria. It could also happen because you're having a different transit time. A change in your stool smell can mean that rather than it having the couple-day process that it usually does, things are speeding up a little bit. And a more wet stool can be stinkier, right? As opposed to a dry stool is less stinky. Like when my cats are constipated, I can't smell the poop. But when that cat has diarrhea, I can smell it all over the house. Wet stools are stinkier. So what makes wet stool? Bacteria. I don't care if you're eating. Guys, I got to teach you something. Bacteria, parasites, obviously viral infection, medication, issues that cause your transit time to increase. Celiac disease, ulcerative colitis, inflammatory bowel diseases could do it too. All right? Now, the other thing I as a doctor have to be very careful of is not everybody is the same. So if I ask somebody when the last time they pooped was, and they said 3 days ago, and I go, oh my gosh, we're looking at a bowel obstruction. Like, no, I poop, you know, every 3 days. Every 3 days I poop, it's good. That's the way I've always been. I'm going to be less concerned that if somebody who poops 3 times a day all of a sudden hasn't gone in 3 days. So one thing Everyday Health talks about is how normal is relative. All right? Obviously, when you go on vacation, it is different. Okay? Weekends could be different also, and I get that. Cultural differences, you know, like some of us who celebrate Passover. Lord have mercy. What Passover does to your poop, you got that cracker matzah that just tears down the bowel. So anybody who has bloody stools on Passover, I give them a pass. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say diarrhea is your stool on speed. They say digestion can take anywhere from 24 to 72 hours. We've talked about that. So if you eat, let's say, a steak, okay, you're not going to see that for another couple days, which is why whenever we check your stool for blood, we always say stop eating meat, red meat, a few days before, even a week before if we can, which is always difficult. You know, really no red meat, you know, for that long, because by the time it transits down your body, it could be a good 3 days. So we talked about what causes diarrhea, lactose intolerance, food allergies could also do it as well. They say your poop should also sink. They say floating stools mean you may have too much fat. Too much fat in your stool may mean malabsorption. You're not absorbing. Remember we talked about Zenical, that pill for weight loss, where when you took it, it would prevent 30% of your fat that you had just eaten from getting absorbed. So the fat would stay within the stool, be very smelly, be very oily. Some people would mess up their pants. So fat is not something you really, really want in your stools. So if your stool sinks, that's fine. Now, if it hits the bottom of the toilet like an anchor from the Titanic, that's a problem. But it's okay for your poop to be at the bottom of the toilet, okay? Too much floaters could be an issue. If you do have issues with fat, that could also be a sign of pancreatitis. Now, gas. You have to pass gas. They say normal gas is 10 to 18 times a day. Some of us do that before we even wake up. So 10 to 18 times a day to pass out gas. It's important. You're swallowing air. You're taking air in. Your bacteria in your gut is producing air. It has to get out. And when it gets out, it helps your bowels move. So 10 to 18 times a day. And then we've talked about how, you know, let's say you do have inflammatory bowel disease or your gut microbes aren't well. You know, we've had people where they have been so sick with their inflammatory bowel disease that they will get a stool transplant. All right? And they put it in pill form and they recolonize the digestive tract. Yeah, they put it in pill form. Just add some ketchup. It's really not that bad. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Give me the news.
news. I got a We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Christian from Salt Lake wants to know how much fiber we're supposed to be eating. And if I could just review where to get good fiber. Between the soluble and the insoluble, just remember this, okay? I guess the amount of fiber we're supposed to eat, it's a little bit different for women and men. Women are supposed to have about 25 grams of fiber a day. Men are about 35 to 40. Maybe their colons are longer. I don't know, but men are supposed to have more. Okay? Because they're men. They're manly. The average American, though, we get less than that. Way less. I think they say the average American gets only 15. I disagree. I think it's even less. A lot. Why? Because we don't want to go to the bathroom. We're too busy. We are way too busy. So WebMD has a really good review, Christian, and anybody else that wants to look it up. I'm just going to quickly review it, and then we're going to move on. But WebMD talks about where to get your fiber. So vegetables, beans. Beans are great for fiber. Fruits, whole grains, nuts, some of the best. It also has nutrients. Also, by the way, they say a handful of nuts a day decreases your risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease. They can't have chocolate on them, but a handful of nuts a day keeps the doctor away. Not good for business on my end, but it's pretty good. So nuts, you can't go wrong with nuts. They say top sources of fiber are, of course, the beans, peas, chickpeas, black-eyed peas, artichokes, whole wheat flour, barley, bulgur. What the hell is bulgur? It looks like burglar. I guess eat the burglar. Bulgur, whatever the hell that is, bran, raspberries, blackberries, and prunes. Remember how grandma and grandpa were eating prunes, and you're like, I am never going to grow old because I am never going to eat the prunes. I bet some of you are begging for a prune. I got to tell you, man, dried prunes do it for me. I don't even want to sound like I'm old, but I got to tell you, happy tush, I'm happy. All right. So, also, they say good sources of fiber are your lettuce, your dark leafy greens, your broccoli, your okra, cauliflower, sweet potatoes, carrots. And I know some of you are like, wait a second, carrots? Isn't carrots insoluble fiber? Still a good source of fiber. It's insoluble, but it's still a good source. Pumpkin, potatoes with the skin, corn, snap beans. Snap beans doesn't get the sound because I think snap beans is a vegetable. I'm not sure. Asparagus, cabbage, whole wheat pasta, oats, popcorn is a good source of fiber. Nuts, raisins, pears, strawberries, oranges, bananas, blueberries, mangoes, and apples. Now, they say what you got to do is avoid refined grains like white flour, white bread, white pasta, white rice. You got to replace them with whole grains like brown rice, that kind of thing. I think white rice has less arsenic than brown rice, though. I have to double check that. We were talking about arsenic a while back. They say the dietary guidelines recommend at least half of your grains be whole grains. But with all of the whole grain options available now, it's a lot easier. So you got to get the whole grains. Let me see what else they suggest you do. So let's review really quickly soluble and insoluble fiber. Okay, soluble fiber means it dissolves in water. Insoluble, it doesn't. But you need both. Okay? Soluble fiber, which is in beans, peas, lentils, oatmeal, oat bran, nuts, seeds, psyllium. I don't eat psyllium, but I guess some of you guys do. Isn't psyllium and magic mushrooms? No, that's a different, it looks the same. Apples, pears, strawberries, blueberries, and soluble fiber will lower your LDL cholesterol. It's supposed to help your blood sugar. It's supposed to lower your risk of heart disease and diabetes. Very good. Insoluble fiber is in your whole grains, your barley, your whole grain couscous, brown rice. Here's bulgur again. I don't know who this bulgur dude is. But whitey bulgur. Right. It sounds like somebody from the mob. Wheat bran. Oh, yeah, well, that'll make you poop. Wheat bran, nuts, seeds, carrots, cucumbers, zucchini, celery, green beans, dark leafy vegetables, raisin nuts, grapes, and tomatoes. Somebody wants to have an accent. I don't know what language it's pronounced. Tomatoes. Even the British, but tomatoes. They won't say tomatoes, do they? It helps keep you regular, prevents constipation, and lowers the chance of you getting diverticular disease. Diverticular disease is when you have these pockets in your colon, and little pieces of food get stuck in them, and then they start to fester, get infected. You can even blow through the bowel. Pretty dangerous stuff. So they've given us an example of a meal. Okay, do you guys want to hear this meal plan? All right, let's do it. For breakfast, okay, so what do I have for breakfast? I have some Raisin Bran for breakfast. Some Raisin Bran, a little bit of milk, and then the cat drank the milk. So you could have a whole grain bran flake cereal, which Raisin Bran may not officially qualify as, 5 grams of fiber. You could eat half a banana and skim milk. Okay, did you notice there was no donut? There was no churro? There was no chocolate coffee cake? Yeah. No bagel in that. Whole grain bran flake cereal, half a banana, skim milk. For your snack, you could have 24 almonds and 1/4 cup of raisins. Please note there's no chocolate and on any of that or marshmallows. Lunch, you could have a turkey sandwich made with two slices of whole wheat bread, lettuce, and tomato. That gives you 5 grams of fiber. And then you could have an orange for dessert, not a Reese's peanut butter cup. Snack, you could have yogurt with half a cup of blueberries, which gives you 2 grams of fiber. For dinner, I would only weigh 110 pounds if I ate like this. For dinner, you could have grilled fish with a salad of romaine lettuce and shredded carrots, half a cup of spinach, and half a cup of lentils. Oh, Lord have mercy. You know what? I'll just take the hemorrhoids. I'm not going to eat lentils. Snack, you could have 3 cups of popped popcorn. The key word there is cups. 3 cups, not a bowl. All right, so how do you realistically add more fiber to your diet? Because this is, all right, so they say, look, try to get that whole grain cereal in right off the bat. Or, you know, again, if it has whole oats or whole rye or whole wheat, okay, try to get that. At least that can knock out the 5 grams. Remember, men have to get about 35 to 40, women 25. So you are only a fifth of the way there. Try to eat foods that have more fiber. I know a lot of these protein bars with fiber make you toot. I know. So you're going to have to find fiber that doesn't make you toot. And the other thing also is the your body will get used to it. When you initially start a high-fiber diet, you will be tooting as the day is long. You need to ease into it, okay? You have to ease into anything. Otherwise, your stomach, Medifast. My husband lost a lot of weight on Medifast, and so I wanted to try it. And I could not tolerate the Medifast because just one bar would put me into such a bowel spin. It was so bad. So you got to ease into it a little bit at a time. All right, you got to remember that. Because that's why people don't eat fiber. They start it, and then all of a sudden they feel like they're getting sick, and then they stop. Make sure you're reading your labels. A good source of fiber is 2.5 to 4.9 grams of serving, fiber serving. Use whole grain breads with at least 2 to 3 grams of fiber. Choose whole fruit over juice. Whole fruit has more fiber. So, you know, like when you buy orange juice, you could buy the no pulp. Don't do that. Buy the one with pulp. I know I can't stand pulp. If I'm going to drink something, I don't want floaters in there. I just want to drink my drink without anything being in there. But pulp, honestly, gives you the fiber. Toss beans into your soup, stews, egg dishes, salads, Mexican dishes. If you're going to have meat, swap it out with beans. I know. Experiment with international cuisines like Indian or Middle Eastern. They use a lot of whole grains and beans. Yeah, I got to tell you, man. I have got to tell you, growing up in an Israeli household, Lord have mercy, you are really tooting. And then hummus, and that really does you in a lot of times, but it's delicious. Okay, sorry, Christian, if this is long-winded, but very great question. So try to add 5 grams of fiber a day, all right, throughout your day. Start slower if you need to, but it's something you got to do. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, when we get back, let's switch gears for a little bit. I want to talk about the Pentagon. Very interesting. They apparently hid a study that showed $125 billion in wasteful spending. Imagine what $125 billion could do. Wow. 1-877-DOCADALI, we're right back.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we speak about everything on this show because, to me, everything has to do with the health. So I talk a lot about politics, talk a lot about the economy, I talk a lot about education because I think it all matters. And I am very, very interested and hopeful that things are going to be changing when it comes to our healthcare system. But with that, we also have to have some realism, and we have to look and see, you know, whatever we do promise, people in terms of our healthcare system, we have the money to pay for it. So a big concern I've had, and I think a lot of us have had, is a lot of the things Obama promised, like this healthcare system that doesn't exclude you with pre-existing conditions, which a lot of us were excited about. But we knew day one that that would cause health insurance premiums to skyrocket. And it did. We also knew that a lot of the changes would cause a lot of economic ramifications, such as fining employers if they don't purchase health insurance for every full-time employee. So how did the employers react to that? They offered less full-time employee work, part-time employee, so they didn't have to get a double whammy. They didn't have to get the penalty, and they didn't have to pay for the health insurance. So the economy and health care goes hand in hand, which is why when I wrote that article on the Surgeon General and their role, that Surgeon General is at the apex of health, public health, the economy, national security, with any decisions being made as it comes to our public health as a country, as a nation. So it's a very, very important role, and I'm very excited to see who Trump decides to nominate for that position. So I watch very closely as to what the government spends the money on. And in the news today, they were talking about how the Pentagon, according to Daily News, I believe it's out of New York, hit a study that showed $125 billion in wasteful spending. Now, when I first read that, I remember my days when I used to work at the government, work at the EPA, where when it was time for the budget, if we looked like we needed less money, the department, then we would get less money the next year. So many companies and organizations, not just the government, well, if you don't use it, you lose it. So if you, let's say, have an extra $2,000, use that on supplies, because if that's left over, then they're going to give you less money the next year. And unfortunately, that's a very, very stupid process that happens, throughout the country in multiple sectors. Because how do companies know, or how does the government know how much money you need? Well, how much did you have to spend last year? Okay, well, whatever you spent last year, plus we'll give you a cost of living increase. But what if you didn't need all the money that you got? So this is very interesting. An internal Pentagon study revealed the agency racked up $125 billion in wasteful spending. They said officials buried the damning findings because they were fearful that Congress would cut their budget over the careless costs. Now, this is according to internal memos. The January 2015 report was uncovered by the Washington Post, and it was ordered by the Defense Department leaders who wanted to streamline workflow and funnel any saved funds into troops and weapons. But it was then buried when it showed far more waste was expected. The study claimed the Pentagon could trim $125 billion from its spending over 5 years. But defense officials said that was a made-up number that would only give Congress a reason to cut the agency's budget. They said if the impression that's created is that we've got a bunch of money lying around and we're being lazy and we're not doing anything to save money, according to Frank Kendall III, the Pentagon's chief weapons buyer, then it's harder to justify getting budgets that we need. Now, I playing devil's advocate, okay, we've seen what happens with Congress, especially a deadlocked Congress. And I think many of us agree we need to have a very robust Pentagon and defense and military, okay? We need a robust military. And so if, let's say, they are at their stark skeleton of a budget and the poop hits the fan, that's not safe for a military to be. I mean, the military needs a cushion, a huge cushion. I just don't know if this $125 billion is, an adequate cushion. To me, that's way too much, obviously. They say news of the hidden report comes weeks after the Pentagon's plan to collect improperly granted enlistment bonuses. Remember, there are about 10,000 California National Guard soldiers that had inappropriately got received bonuses, and they spent them, obviously, because they didn't know that they were inappropriate. And now Pentagon was asking for the money back. After intense backlash from Congress, veterans and activists, the Pentagon was ordered to stop making the troops pay back the bonuses. And, we thought the Pentagon was so hard up for money that they, really, they have about $125 billion sitting around. I don't know if it's actually $125 billion sitting around, but it looks like And again, you know, when you read things like this in the media, you got to be very, very careful on, you know, what's being said. There's not $125 billion sitting around in one room, but there's a lot of places they could cut. Now, somebody on the front line of where or when things should be cut is Senator James Lankford. He releases usually every year a list of federal fumbles, okay? And so he found like a $76.5 million airplane that never may fly. Okay? And why did we spend $76.5 million? I think Donald Trump said no to Boeing when I believe Air Force One came back with a price tag of $4 billion. Good for Trump for doing that. Like he said, I want Boeing to make money, but not that much. So that's very interesting. When somebody has the U.S. government as a client, the price is through the roof. That's why back in the 70s and 80s, everybody was joking about the, you know, $100 hammer, you know, or the $250 toilet seat. That it's ridiculous. So he had found some, so he makes publication and he identifies $247 billion in questionable federal spending. He also said that apparently there's a lot of outdated information technology systems, and we are putting money into outdated, into repair and work of outdated systems. And this list is not the whole list. This is just a drop in the bucket. But obviously our national debt is approaching $20 trillion. I guess one of the things on there is there was a $2 million project from the National Institutes of Health where they were looking at 5 to 8-year-olds. And if they prefer food that has not been sneezed on. And there was a study whether 5 to 8-year-olds would rather be rich than poor. Are you kidding me? There was a study. There was actually there's I have the federal fumbles. It's huge. It's a huge list. I guess they were looking at tofu and gas stations. They were there's like a this is like ridiculous. They had a study on tagging ducks. I don't know how that had to deal with environment or not, but I want to look at this tofu here. Where is that tofu study? Sorry about that. This is a very, very long report, and the computer is very slow. USDA proposed a regulation to require gas stations and convenience stores to sell items like tofu, shrimp, and almond milk if they want to accept food stamps. So this was a proposal, and so they did a study on that. That is, Icelandic grave diggers. All right. The NSF funded multiple grants totaling $500,000 to find the connection between religion, politics, and cemeteries in 12th century Iceland. $500,000 isn't a lot compared to what was spent, but still. Apparently there's a $180,000 grant for an outside group to develop an effective way to count and tag sea ducks. NSF gave $200,000 to study 500-year-old fish bones in a Tanzanian city to determine connection between food and social status. I would like to see this money go to blind children. I would like to see this money go to people that can't afford their health care. 1-877-DOT-BELLY. Don't go ahead.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey saw my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Way set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.